This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
At Maghrib of tomorrow, for us as Muslims living in this city, tomorrow at 6:15, the things that I'm going to describe to you are going to happen. Now, the only reason that we don't witness them personally is because of the hujub that exists on the qulub, because our hearts are covered with the barriers that we have inserted from this materialistic world that we live in, and the focus that we have on it, that we don't have the ability to feel and witness the beautiful things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts for us within alam al-ghayb at the first night of Ramadan occurs. And those who have the sensitivity feel these things. And those who have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted that that insight will, yani, will witness inside their hearts, they will witness that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them at the beginning of this month, at the maghrib of that, which is why they love Ramadan and why they don't want to leave it, because once the maghrib of the last day of Ramadan adhan goes off, then all of these things are taken away and you're left exposed and you're left vulnerable again. But when the first night of Ramadan begins, صُفِّدَتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, the shayateen, they're shackled. وَمَرَدَتُ الْجِنِّ, and their leaders, the head of the jinn amongst the shayateen. So those counterparts of our sin, the ones that perform the waswasa and remind us of that which is not good and kind of urge us in the wrong direction, they are shackled and they are removed. And your enemy, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيدِ. Indeed, shaitan is an enemy for you. He chose himself as an enemy to you. So you choose him as an enemy to yourself. Indeed, exclusively he calls those who listen to him to the punishment of the hellfire. And shayateen are removed. So all the mistakes that we make in Ramadan are absolutely ours. They are owned to, they are ours to own. They are from our nufus, from the what happens on the inside, from the amrad al-qulub, from the souls that are diseased with whatever diseases they have not been cured and purified from. But it's a hudna, it's a truce, you get a truce. And the enemy that's been bombarding you for the last 11 months is now going to be removed. They don't have the ability to touch you anymore. So you get a little bit of quiet, a little bit of peace and quiet. Enjoy it. Wallahi, tomorrow at the Adhan al-Maghrib, enjoy the fact that they are gone for a while. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed them from your life for 29 or 30 days. So make sure that you capitalize on this truce, capitalize on this time off where you are capable of taking care of yourself. Number two, وَغُلِّقَتْ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ, and the gates of hellfire, wallahi, subhanahu wa ta'ala salama, are closed. Not one of their doors are left open. وَفُتِّحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, and the gates of paradise, of Jannah, are opened, not one of their gates stay closed. And a voice calls within the universe. وَنَادَ مُنَادٍ, وَيُنَادِ مُنَادٍ, a voice, a caller is calling within the world, within the universe. يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ, the one who seeks goodness, أَقْبِلْ, come close, come near. If you want good, come near. If you want khair, this is your time, come near, come shine. وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرِّ, and the one who wants evil, who wants harm, who wants sin, أخصر, you stay back, this is not your time. وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَى, see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who can do this? Who? Think about this, think about tomorrow night. Think about tomorrow night on a global scale. Think about Salat al-Isha tomorrow night. Who can do this? Who does this aside from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can do this aside from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can call the hearts of His servants to Him and they come running? Who does this? لا إله إلا هو. La ilaha illahu. Tomorrow night, across the globe, hundreds of millions of Muslims across the globe will come to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who have not entered the masjid in months will come. And they'll stand in prayer. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called their hearts. Ya baghi al-khayr. There's some goodness in them. Bring that goodness and come. Inshallah, we will allow you to find more goodness. That's the spirit of Ramadan. You have a little bit of goodness in you, come. Let's multiply that. Let's invest in that goodness. And the shabb, stay back. Stay, the evil, leave it at home. Come with the goodness that you have. And may we invest in that goodness. وَلِلَّهِ عُتَقَاءُ مِنَ النَّارِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has عُتَقَاءُ, people whom He deems freed. People whom He deems freed from the hellfire. And He does that every single night, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every night, a number of us will stretch their necks out within their worship. A number of us will compete and make the first couple of seats in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first few seats in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them it. And their names will be stamped, atiq, never to touch Jahannam in his life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that reward, all of us, inshallah, jam'an, to be freed from the punishment of the hellfire. What more in a month could you possibly hope for? What more within 1 month could Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put and not humble us with His generosity, humble us with His love, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His gifts. Now, alhamdu wal minna. I hope that you all, in your hearts, look forward to this beautiful month. Look forward to the ibadah, look forward to the purity, to the spirituality, to the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and take upon yourself to make this month the best month of your life, and the month where you turn everything around, and you make real changes to your life, when you draw yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way where you will never, ever leave that path, and never go astray again, and never forget what your priorities are for the rest of your life. Ameen. For all of us, inshallah ta'ala. يَوْلِ الْإِمَامُ التِّرْمِذِيُّ فِي جَامِعِهِ بِسَنَدٍ حَسَنٍ عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِذَا كَانَ أَوَّلُ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ رَمَضَانَ. الله. سبحان الله. إن شاء الله. One more night, inshallah, and we can say this, for ourselves, inshallah ta'ala. إذا كان أول ليلة من رمضان صفدت الشياطين ومردت الجن وغلقت أبواب النار فلم يفتح منها باب وفتحت أبواب الجنة فلم يغلق منها باب ونادى مناد أن يا باغي الخير أقبل ويا باغي الشر أقصر ولله عتقاء من النار وذلك كل ليلة. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، اشهد ان لا اله الا انت، استغفرك واتوب اليك. اللهم بلغنا رمضان، اللهم